Well, hospital emergency nurses say they're under pressure, anxious and exhausted as COVID cases continue to rise. There were 37 people in hospital yesterday with Mata Corona. And during the outbreak, many more have passed through emergency departments on the way to managed isolation or other places. Nurses say it's tough and district health boards haven't done enough to prepare for the pandemic. Joining us now is the nurses' organisation Kai Whakahaere. Kere Nuku, kia ora.
Kia ora.
So you're saying DHBs haven't done enough preparation work. Specifically, what hasn't been done?
Any preparation work in terms of how do we cope with the surge? Have we got enough resources to cope with the demand? And that includes, have we got a workforce ready to go to cope with surges?
Okay, we'll get on to that in a second. But in terms of equipment you might need, resources you might need, what are you lacking?
Well, initially there was the request and the need for PPE to be distributed at the needs of the nurses and not the demands of the stockholders. So access to resources at the ready across a wide range of clinical needs, clinical devices.
So are nurses still not getting adequate and enough PPE that they need?
There's stories that seem to be some regions, some areas, some district health boards are better than others. Some are still imposing some restrictions on them.
So if you're able to give us some more specifics on this, because this seems extraordinary, if 18 months or so longer into a pandemic, there are still gaps, there are still problems with accessing the right amount of PPE. Is this people not being able to change masks and gowns and that kind of thing as often as they'd like?
There is that, and there is that. When you're working in close contact, such as ED, and you have to wear N95 masks, there is no alternative. So I'm not sure if the public know that if you're in an N95 mask for an incredible amount of time, the impact that it has on the skin, the ability of the user to be able to breathe adequately, there are a number of complications with the use of N95. But I've also heard of nurses that have been told there's a surgical mask to use unless you absolutely have to. Those types of restrictions are not the types of restrictions that need to be imposed on somebody that's working in such a critical area.
And the surgical masks that you're talking about, people will be familiar with, but these N95 ones, this is interesting because they are the ones that are, as I understand it, recommended as having greater protection, especially against something like Delta. Mm-hmm. But if people are having to wear them for extended periods of time, is that effectively, for some nurses, making them sick?
That is definitely the recommended mask to wear, and especially if they're fit tested. However, it does have, not every nurse is the same, and it is causing skin irritations. And if a nurse has respiratory complications or asthma, it does tend to exacerbate those.
And then are people not being able to access the sorts of resources like a different kind of mask that would be more suitable for a nurse that, say, has asthma?
Yeah, that's right.
I think people will probably be quite shocked to hear that the PPE requirements is still something that's quite significant and front of mind for nurses. Is it clear to you why this is happening? Is this that not enough is being ordered, that not enough, or is it rather that people are trying to stockpile in the DHBs, they're trying to stockpile and hold enough because we know that Delta is coming?
It's a combination of things is what I'm hearing. Sometimes it's just difficult to get their hands on it at the time. If they're needing to change the accessibility of that. We would hate to think, and we've been encouraged by our clinical nurse leaders, that if the nurses need anything in terms of PPE, that it's going to be accessible. But some of our members are saying that still is, in some areas, difficult to access.
Are you able to tell us which areas?
Some of the acute areas, some ED places.
But I mean, which DHBs?
I'd prefer not to get into that. Our union, our members are working through that at the moment.
Is this something that you're actively engaging with these specific DHBs to improve?
Every time that our members raise a concern, there'll be conversations that'll be had with the DHB leaders in that space.
And this is something that has been ongoing, or is this a new phenomenon that's kind of popped back up?
There are pockets of when it's worked really well. I mean, certainly last year there were difficulties. Then we seem to have this period where it seems to be okay that there hasn't been problems. And then it varies. It pops up every now and again, which is why as soon as it does and our members raise that concern, they're speaking with the DHBs concerned.
Just very briefly, what pressure does this put nurses under?
Incredible pressure, not just within the ED services, but the whole of the system is already under pressure. You know that we took strike action years ago because of this mounting shortages in nursing workforce. Now we've got this incredible challenge in front of us, and our nurses are still in this space, very difficult, very fatigued, very anxious and stressed. And as my colleague said yesterday, COVID is on everybody's mind. Mm. If you're working in that intense environment and you know that we should be treating every patient as if they're COVID positive, that's in the back of every nurse's mind. There is no relief for them when they go home at night. They're anticipating what the next shift is going to be like. Are they going to have enough nurses to be able to cope with the demand? All of those things. So there is no rest for nurses and healthcare workers.
I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming on Morning Report. Kerry Nuku there from the Nurses Organisation.